This is the Happy Mama Movement with me, Amy Taylor Cabaz, mama to three, author and editor of the Happy Mama magazine. Over my 9 years of mamahood, I have come to realise that the single biggest lesson in all of this is our relationship with ourself. Not our kids, our partners, or our besties, but ourself. So how do we do that while raising our families in this crazy modern world? Here, I share some of my thoughts and insights. Welcome back, beautiful mamas. Over the years, I have spoken to hundreds of mamas. Mamas who are preparing to welcome their first child and are nervous about how their life might change. And women who've just said goodbye to their last child who's left home and wondering who they are now. And pretty much everyone in between. It's been an absolute honour and privilege to connect with so many women and really go inside their lives. The things people have shared with me is truly amazing. I feel super honoured by what I get to do each day. But I was listening to a business podcast over the weekend as I travelled to Melbourne and back, and they were talking a lot about responsibility. Responsibility for showing up and doing what needs to be done and not waiting for permission or waiting for the perfect opportunity. But if you really want this, then you need to make it work. You need to just start with a small step each day. You need to face your fear. You need to find the courage and grit. You need to dig deep, believe in your vision and keep going. And as always, whenever I listen to anything in this life, I automatically think about you. I think about you all and what message I might have to share with you this week. How can I take what I'm learning and share it with you all? And so as I was flying and reflecting, I thought this idea of responsibility in business is very similar to the responsibility I feel we need to accept as women. Now, that's a really hard thing to say because instantly I can hear myself say that and think, oh, don't say that, Amy. Women already have enough responsibilities. We already have enough on our shoulders. How dare you say that this is up to each of you to be more responsible for your happiness? But this is why I think it's a really important thing to talk about. This podcast is not about making anybody feel bad or guilty or like they need to do more. You know that's not what I'm here to do. But after speaking to literally hundreds of women over the years, I can tell you, hand on my heart, that the difference between the mamas that really change what doesn't work in their life and find a new level of happiness and contentment and joy and connection, and the mamas that don't, is that sense of responsibility. It is that acceptance that I can't wait for my child to sleep through, for my children to start school, for my husband to get better, for the money to flow, whatever it is, I can't wait. I need to just start now, and it starts with my thoughts and a few small actions each day. I know that we already have so much on our plate. We have so much we need to do each day that the pressure that we feel as modern women and modern mothers has never been felt before. So I just want to honour you for all that you are going through, all that you are trying to do. And the very fact that you are listening to this podcast means that you are one of the women who want to do it differently. You can see that you're overwhelmed, or you can see that there's so much going on in your life, but you want to feel more connection and happiness and joy. You don't want to wish this time away. You've got your own dreams and your own goals, but you also want to be a fully present mother. And so you're trying your absolute best to make this work. So celebration of you. And if you're still feeling like you're stuck, if you're still feeling like it's a bit Groundhog Day, that you're waiting for something to change so you can feel differently, this is my message today. I want you to know that nothing will change unless you change it. I know that's really hard to hear when you've already got the responsibility of your family and possibly your work and your everything in your life falls on your shoulders. Playdates and birthday party presents and Christmas shopping and holiday planning and budgets and cooking and cleaning and washing and wiping snotty noses and doing the homework readers and all of it. That's just within your family life, let alone your work, your parents, your friends, your sisters, your community, your health, your exercise, your meditation, all of it. I get it. I am in exactly the same boat. But I really just want to say, nothing's going to change unless we decide it's going to change. We cannot wait anymore. Please don't wait for your husband or partner to be on board. I see so many women keep putting themselves on hold because they are waiting for someone else to give them permission and come with them. I promise you, you start making the changes and everything else starts to change too. But it has to start with you, beautiful. And so here's some ways, just some small little ways that you can start to change the way you feel each day. You start with just getting up a few minutes at the beginning, a few minutes before your family. This is one of the most amazing things you can do for yourself. You do not have to get up and do downward dogs and chant mantras and connect with the moon that's slowly setting in the east and whatever it else you think that you might need to do with this space. You can simply make yourself a cup of coffee or tea and sit there and just let your thoughts flow. Think about what's coming up today. Breathe nice and slowly. Sit somewhere comfortable and honor yourself before the day starts. Check in with yourself throughout the day. Have I had enough water? Have I had enough to eat? How am I feeling today? Don't rely on other people to help you feel better or happier. We are responsible for our own happiness and we are responsible for our children's happiness too. But I promise you that doesn't come unless you make yourself happy first. The only time we ever yell or get overwhelmed or do things that we wish we didn't is because we haven't looked after ourselves, because we've let the noise of the world around us get so loud that it's completely overwhelmed us. So we have to promise ourselves every single day, I'm going to look after myself. A beautiful friend of mine shared recently that she had been working with an executive coach within her company. Someone who came into the business and worked with the high-leveled women and men and to ensure they were doing the best they could and their balance was right. And it was a beautiful service that this company had offered to their employees. And she was working with this executive coach. And inevitably, as it does with women at this stage of our lives, it very quickly turned to the juggle that was required of her to work full-time and have two small children and a husband that also worked full-time and everything that fell on her shoulders. All of it, all the homework and the organising and the daycare and the babysitters and the dropping off and the picking up and the vaccinations and the doctor appointments and all of it. And this executive coach said to her, you need to start thinking of yourself as a professional athlete. You need to start thinking about this time in your life as something that you need to train for, prepare for, and acknowledge like a professional athlete would. The high level of concentration, stamina, energy that is required from you every day is the same as a professional athlete. And just like a professional athlete, you need to get the right amount of sleep, get the right food into you, say no to a lot of things, and honor your health, your sleep, and what you need to feel happy and healthy. You can't stay up until midnight because you have to perform again the next day. You can occasionally have a night off and go out and let your hair down, but the reality is that the next day you're going to have to get back up and train again. I thought this was so amazing because I really thought it helps us honor the requirements of us as women at the moment. Now, some of you might think, I don't want to be a professional athlete. I want an easier life. I can't have that much pressure on our shoulders. And I get that. But here's the thing. This is what is required of us. We are required to do so much in each and every day. And until we accept that and accept the responsibility of looking after ourselves properly so we can do all that's required of us, we're not going to do it the way we want to. So you have to get up early. You have to look after yourself with lots of water and good food and nourishing vitamins and an exercise routine that makes you feel strong within your body. You have to find ways to connect with your breath, to do things that fill your cup. Now, I know that some of you are in the trenches of motherhood and you're not even able to have a shower right now. I get that. And of course, each stage of this journey requires a different level of self-care. But there is not one time in this journey of motherhood where you should not be looking after yourself. There is not one time in your life where this is negotiable. We have to accept that if we're going to be the person we want to be to everyone around us, we have to look after ourselves a certain way. I hope that that inspires and motivates you. I hope that it reminds you that what you do each day is phenomenal. And no one can do it on an empty tank. So let's fill up, prioritize ourselves, and make sure that we're able to show up every day. Sat Nam, beautiful mamas.
Thanks for listening to the Happy Mama Movement. I truly believe that great things happen when we come together to support and uplift each other. So to help spread the word and build the movement, I'd love it if you could pop over and leave a review. And if you have a mama friend who'd also love this insight, please share with her. Until next time, beautiful mama. Sat Nam.